Good morning, church. Glad you're here on this cold and brisk morning.
So we're going to open with some announcements. As soon as Pastor, where'd he go? Don't you open with prayer first? Don't we usually open? Okay, let's open with prayer. He was supposed to open with prayer, but Father God, we're grateful and thankful that you've brought each and every one of us here today. You've given us a reason to get up and to be a part of this day, that you've allowed us to be here. Thank you, Jesus, for this house and for our freedom and for the ability to be able to share you with others still in this country, Lord, and I just want to thank you for that. I pray that you give us a boldness and an urgency, Lord, to understand that time is growing short and we need to be busy about your work. And we just want to ask right now, Lord, that your Holy Spirit, your presence would just fill this house. Rise up within each one of us. Bind the enemy. And I pray that our hearts would just worship you with all that's in us. And you would be pleased with what you hear this morning. And Father, we thank you and praise you that you love us the way you do. And in your name I ask it. Amen. Sorry, I couldn't find you. Okay. Now you're found. November 21st, Monday. Volunteers are needed. Fresh food, 2 p.m. here. Okay. November 22nd, Tuesday, prayer meeting that Jamie holds has been canceled for this week. November 29th, prayer meeting. Is that a business meeting? Prayer meeting business. Okay, that's what they're, okay, thank you. Okay, so that's between 7 and 8 p.m. here. On November 29th. December 1st, this is the Romans Bible study, because it's held on Thursday. We're going to say that's canceled. Enjoy your Thanksgiving with your family. That's December 1st, Brock. You're talking this Thursday, correct? See, I have to be corrected. this Thursday's class is canceled. So enjoy your family. You still can enjoy them on December 1st, but so the Roman study will resume on December 1st. December 18th, the angel tree gifts are due. And you see Roseanne for that, correct? Before December 18th, or on that day. Okay, so they're due that time, so they can get them to the people on time. Okay, starting January 8th, Pastor Kenny is doing a discipleship class. Leadership is in governing board, part-time employees, ministry leaders, and anyone else that's interested. Dawn has offered child care. The class is based on what is the mission of the church, making sense of the social justice, shalom, and the Great Commission by Kevin DeYoung, and Pastor Kenny would like to ensure that we're all on the same page getting started. The new books are $18 on Amazon. You can buy used ones on Amazon, and I'm pretty sure they were $10 when I looked at it. And you can buy your own, or you can see Tracy, and she's going to order them, whichever you choose. And is there a date you need that?
Probably the end of the year. I would like to know if you're going to be there so we can let, you know, Pastor Kenny know.
And it's a bring your own lunch. Rather than have to get tables up and tear everything down and around, just bring your own lunch and it'll make it so much easier. And I believe that's everything. I made it. Whew.
Maybe see Sarah if you can make
And then she'll need help here that day? Okay. And she'll need help here that day. Any details you want to share with that? On the cookie, Sarah? Okay. Okay. And Janie, would you like to come do the prayer request? Sure, she does. She loves to be up front. I know. That's my sister.
I haven't even been here for 2 weeks. It's good to see everyone. Ah, I'm fine. Yeah, I ended up, you know, I never wanted to grow up anyway, so I ended up getting RSV, but everybody tells me it's only kids that get that, so hey. I'm a big kid now, but I'm thankful. I'm healthy. Bob's, I managed to give him a little bit of it, you know, not the lung stuff, so we're good with that. So I'm just praising the Lord that I'm here. I know others have suffered with some stuff. John, you feeling better back there? Good. Good. It's good to see. Yeah. No, it's good to see. Yeah, yeah. But anyways, it's good to be here. I want to tell you, yesterday was a good day in the Lord. We were able to feed about 16 families. Total turkey dinners, and Myers has just been phenomenal, as always. Donated $250 worth of cards for us. So turkeys and a lot of the stuff was free and stuff. And people are so thankful and grateful. So just thank you for that, you know, given to the kids when they came around. And God is good to us, you know that. And so today let's celebrate. What you have any praises for me as well as prayer requests?
I want to share that I do home health care, and I have a couple that were clients of mine for the last couple of years, and the gentleman was 95, and for months I have been praying that, Lord, I said, if it's your will, let me be the caregiver that's there on the day when he passes away, because I knew that his wife would, she trusts me, and that I could stay calm and so on and bring a peace to the situation. And so I hadn't been there probably in 4 months, and this shift came up on Friday, and he passed away Friday morning at 11 o'clock when I was there.
Thank you, Jesus.
So only God could arrange that, and he answered my prayer. And one of the other caregivers stopped over to see the wife on Friday evening, and she said, I've been praying for months that it wouldn't be me that was there when Bill passed away. I said, he answered both our prayers.
That's right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Vern? He is so sweet. I saw him on Facebook. He looks like Dad to me. I didn't say that, but you know. Lindsay?
So I've prayed that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's numerous homeless shelters. He's got clothes.
Great.
Food is still a little bit of a struggle, but he's figuring it out.
Okay.
He's trying to get into a place called Ozone that helps. I think the age was 13 to 20 year olds. Unfortunately, he is right at that 20 year old mark.
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
Me too.
He was sleeping in a cemetery in Jackson. So you can imagine, you know, how I felt.
Of course.
Of course.
So knowing that he's behind closed doors, not the elements.
Right. more opportunity in Ann Arbor and stuff. So let's keep that prayer going too. Anybody else this morning? Yes, thank you, Brad. Yes. Yes, I have no doubt. It's just, you know, the new stuff for us sometimes. That's right. Tracy. Yes, many gifts here. Anybody else? Let's go to the Lord. Father God, as we bow before you to this day, this beautiful day, Lord, we're thankful for many things. We're thankful for a warm, safe place to worship, Lord. There's others around the world that don't have it. Help us to remember to be thankful for the warmth and the food and different things as we think of Nick. You know, and we're praising you, Lord, for intervention there and how you worked that all out. And we thank you and praise you that Jamie took the lead on that, and she can get many things done when she gets her mind made up to things. And I'm thankful that, Lord, you will open doors for him, even at Ozone House, so that someone can take the time with him to work through the issues of life and help him to find a trade, maybe, that he can make a living. Lord, we praise you and thank you for, as Tracy said, this person that stepped up and said, I think Pastor Kenny can stay in my house. That'll work for me as well as I leave for the winter. And Lord, we have so many gifts and talents here. And you said each one using their gifts so that we can bless one another and those in the community. Lord, I thank you for healing upon myself and on Pastor Reed and many others, Lord, that have gone through the different things that are going on right now, but we praise you and we thank you. I think of Glenda and the family as they go through the ups and downs with Delaney and how they were going to do something special today by going to the zoo. I pray that that's happening, Lord, and that you bless them, Lord, and continue as they start tomorrow with the chemo again. Lord, we're asking for a miracle here, and we know that you're the one, Lord. We've seen it time and time again how you can speak a word over her and heal her, Lord. And I've seen it happen before, and I know that you can do it. We pray for many others in the community, Ryan and others that are dealing with different cancers. And we think of Shelley's husband, Randy, out in Iowa that has found out that he has some sort of melanoma. Lord, we're asking for an intervention there as well. Lord, we come before you today and we lift all these prayer requests and we lift all these praises because you said you inhabit the praises of your people, Lord. And we certainly want your presence here today. Lord, we thank you for Pastor Ken as he's willing to come and bring the message today. I pray that hearts would be open and receptive to hear that. Not just hear it, but put it into practice and share with someone else that's hurting. I praise you and ask you this holiday season that it wouldn't become just about us, that we would look around anytime we're out and about, and that you would lay on our hearts and we'd be ready to give someone a hope through the word, Lord, that they would understand that there's more to life than the struggle here, Lord, that you can help us through the valleys and on the high tops, and we'll give you honor and glory for all that you do. Lord, we continue to praise you and thank you for Martha being there for her friend when he could say goodbye and his wife could take a peace and knowing that someone was there that would help her through that trial. Lord, we just thank you for Owen. He's beautiful, Lord, and we ask a special blessing upon that family as they begin their new life, Lord. And it is sometimes hard because there's no sleep involved in some of that. And so, Lord, I just pray a blessing over all of them, Lord, and you watch over them, keep them safe. And we think of Roseanne, and we are confident, Lord, that you will give her the confidence and the wisdom she needs, because in your word you said all we have to do is ask you, and that you would give it to us. And so we're asking for that wisdom to know how to do the new computer system, Lord. And we thank you for Brock and his many talents, and he helps us behind the scenes, never asking for anything. I pray a blessing over him as well. Now, Lord, we just thank you for this day and what it holds in store. In Jesus' name, amen.
The kids are dismissed. Would you like to stand and worship with us this morning? We only got a couple songs this morning to do, but you know what? The Lord knows. Just give him your heart, sing to him. I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God.
Yes, Lord.
And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God, yeah. All my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrendered now. I give you of the goodness of God, yeah. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Thank you, Lord, thank you.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Has he been good to you all your life? Amen. Give him a praise offering. Yes.
Lord Jesus, we thank you. In experiencing God, it tells you that the Lord is in hot pursuit after you. He is not gonna give up on you. Hallelujah. bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon the cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Shamed, I hear the mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in
mouth, it should just go through anyway. Anyway. So please feel free, if you want to use the altars, to just come and thank the Lord for life today, you know, for being grateful that he has saved us and called us. We're chosen. We are chosen by him. That's huge.
Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. You've been so good to us. So good. And as we celebrate Thanksgiving with friends and family, may we also celebrate the thrill of what you've given to us in your saving work. And may we honor you by being obedient in every way. And we'll give you praise. May the peace of God, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make you perfect in all goodness, so that you may do his will, and may he make of us what he would have us to be, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. God bless you.